Group E， 高中英语听力专线七，
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后面有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Aren't we supposed to be at Jim's house by 5 o'clock?
5 or 5:30. He said it didn't make any difference. Hi, I'm calling about the 3-bedroom house you said in yesterday's paper. It sounds really nice.
It is, especially if you have children. Can you possibly lend me $10 until payday?
It's out of the question. Have you had a chance to wear your new shirt yet?
That reminds me. I've been meaning to exchange it for a large size.
Are you really leaving for Hong Kong, Bob?
I guess so. I've got my ticket, and I'm anxious to see Tom there on Saturday.
第二节，听下面五段对话和独白，每段对话和独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话和独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八小题。
How is the weather today?
Nice and bright, not too cold.
Much better than yesterday, isn't it?
Yes, but it may be windy and colder later.
I don't mind as long as it doesn't snow.
What was the temperature yesterday?
It was 5 below.
I guess the lake is covered with ice. Skating today would be nice.
But I don't think the ice is strong enough yet. It might be dangerous.
Perhaps you are right. I hope for colder weather.
I also hope.How is the weather today?
Nice and bright, not too cold.
Much better than yesterday, isn't it?
Yes, but it may be windy and colder later.
I don't mind as long as it doesn't snow.
What was the temperature yesterday?
It was 5 below.
I guess the lake is covered with ice. Skating today would be nice.
But I don't think the ice is strong enough yet. It might be dangerous.
Perhaps you are right. I hope for colder weather.
I also hope...
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一小题。
Hi, Tess. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Hi, Tom. I don't have much to do. Why?
Shall we go for a picnic tomorrow? Let's go to a national park. It's beautiful there.
A good idea. When shall we start?
At 6 in the morning. I've got some drinks and several kinds of food.
Good. I've just bought some bread. And I'll go to buy a roast duck. We'll certainly have a good time.
Wonderful. Shall we ask Jack and Mary?
Okay. They are free tomorrow, too. I think they would be glad to go with us. Will you tell them about it?
I'm sorry. I am going to a birthday party this evening, so it would be kind of you to do it.
All right.
Hi, Tess. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Hi, Tom. I don't have much to do. Why?
Shall we go for a picnic tomorrow? Let's go to a national park. It's beautiful there.
A good idea. When shall we start?
At 6 in the morning. I've got some drinks and several kinds of food.
Good. I've just bought some bread. And I'll go to buy a roast duck. We'll certainly have a good time.
Wonderful. Shall we ask Jack and Mary?
Okay. They are free tomorrow, too. I think they would be glad to go with us. Will you tell them about it?
I'm sorry. I am going to a birthday party this evening, so it would be kind of you to do it.
All right. Oh, it's so nice to be out of the cinema. It was so hot there. I thought I'd melt.
Terrible, wasn't it? Well, what did you think of Out of Africa? Do you think it was as good as the review said?
It was a good film, but not as good as the book. I think some of the story was missing in the film.
Yes, but you couldn't possibly fit everything that happens in a 200-page novel into a 2-hour film. There simply isn't time.
I know, but the director should at least have tried to follow the story.
Well, perhaps he thought he was improving the story.
Perhaps he did, but I just don't think a film director has the right. Oh, it's so nice to be out of the cinema. It was so hot there. I thought I'd melt.
Terrible, wasn't it? Well, what did you think of Out of Africa? Do you think it was as good as the review said?
It was a good film, but not as good as the book. I think some of the story was missing in the film.
Yes, but you couldn't possibly fit everything that happens in a 200-page novel into a 2-hour film. There simply isn't time.
I know, but the director should at least have tried to follow the story.
Well, perhaps he thought he was improving the story.
Perhaps he did, but I just don't think a film director has the right.
Good morning, Miss Smith. I'm sorry to trouble you.
Good morning. Not at all. Please be seated. What can I do for you?
It's about my son.
He isn't in trouble. I hope he's doing well in all his lessons. He'll do well in the exams.
Except in Chinese, I'm afraid. He says that he is a little weak in Chinese.
Is he? I'm sorry to hear that.
That's why I've come to see you. I'm worried about his Chinese. He may fall behind the others when he comes back.
What do you mean?
We'll go back to London for a holiday for 2 months. We haven't been back for 3 years.
I see. I think that maybe his Chinese teacher can give him some homework to do during the holiday. He won't fall too far behind the others when he comes back.
Good morning, Miss Smith. I'm sorry to trouble you.
Good morning. Not at all. Please be seated. What can I do for you?
It's about my son.
He isn't in trouble. I hope he's doing well in all his lessons. He'll do well in the exams.
Except in Chinese, I'm afraid. He says that he is a little weak in Chinese.
Is he? I'm sorry to hear that.
That's why I've come to see you. I'm worried about his Chinese. He may fall behind the others when he comes back.
What do you mean?
We'll go back to London for a holiday for 2 months. We haven't been back for 3 years.
I see. I think that maybe his Chinese teacher can give him some homework to do during the holiday. He won't fall too far behind the others when he comes back.
This is Bob Smith from Channel 13 News. I'm at the scene of an unusual rescue that occurred earlier today involving a fire, a 3-month-old baby, and the baby's dog, Lucky. The fire broke out at the 3-story building behind me. Unfortunately, we're not able to get any closer because of the possibility of an explosion. However, witnesses say that they noticed fire coming from the building earlier this morning. It was believed that everyone had been moved to safety. However, one of the residents, Susan O'Connor, when she had returned and noticed the fire, was frightened, realizing that her 3-month-old baby was still inside. However, witnesses report seeing the dog, the family dog, pulling the baby to safety by the baby's clothes. Fortunately, everyone is reported fine. The baby was taken to the hospital, as well as the dog, but we're happy to say that at this time, it looks like everyone will be fine. This is Channel 13 News. This is Bob Smith from Channel 13 News. I'm at the scene of an unusual rescue that occurred earlier today involving a fire, a 3-month-old baby, and the baby's dog, Lucky. The fire broke out at the 3-story building behind me. Unfortunately, we're not able to get any closer because of the possibility of an explosion. However, witnesses say that they noticed fire coming from the building earlier this morning. It was believed that everyone had been moved to safety. However, one of the residents, Susan O'Connor, when she had returned and noticed the fire, was frightened, realizing that her 3-month-old baby was still inside. However, witnesses report seeing the dog, the family dog, pulling the baby to safety by the baby's clothes. Fortunately, everyone is reported fine. The baby was taken to the hospital, as well as the dog, but we're happy to say that at this time, it looks like everyone will be fine. This is Channel 13 News.
That's the end